A number of entities are looking at turning trees into heat, electricity, and value-added products. Joe Young, owner of Young's Timber, a Tok area log home, lumber, and firewood business, says locally harvested trees are a logical energy source.
We don't have coal or we don't have gas or oil or anything else like that, and we do have lots of wood fiber. And the wood fibers is what's going to create the wealth for the upper Tanana.
Young shared a plan for a wood-fueled heat and power plant that would provide energy for his existing operation and new endeavors.
To heat our buildings and to dry our chips and to run our greenhouses. And then also to get the densified wood plant in so that we could start doing pellets and fuel logs that we can market throughout the state.
Young showed off a long-burning fuel log made of pressed wood chips and sawdust. He's seeking federal grants to help pay for $15 million in equipment for his power, food, and fuel project, but it also requires a lot of wood. Young currently has timber sale contracts with the state and nearby native village of Tetlin. State Forester Chris Mache says Young's is one of four large biomass-related projects in the works between Fairbanks and Tok.
Superior Pellets, which is a pellet mill here that's in town, they're ramping up their production. The Fort Greeley project, which is the biggest of any of the local ones, that's a 6.5-megawatt facility. Then you have both these Tok projects, the Young's Timber project, and then the AP&T project, which is a little bigger than that.
AP&T, or Alaska Power and Telephone, is pursuing biomass power generation to serve its customers in Tok. Combined with the Army's proposed biomass heat and power plant for Fort Greeley and the two other wood projects, the projected harvest totals around 3,000 acres a year. Mache says there's enough wood to sustain that.
All of those are potentially doable with the within the allowable cut calculations of the state forest, but of course some of that depends on economics, and that's one of the key pieces of just because there's wood out there doesn't mean it's going to pay to be brought into those facilities in a way that makes the projects feasible.
Mache says one short-term option is to contract out wildfire fuel clearing projects, enabling the state to make money on work it wants to do to protect area communities. He says a longer-term option is wood farming.
That's done for a lot of pulp and paper mills around the world where they will grow short-rotation trees like cottonwood. James River Corporation is a good example down in the Pacific Northwest. I think they run a rotation length. It's either 8 or 12 years, and they essentially grow it like a crop in a field. And so there's some potential for that type of development here in Alaska, especially in the barley fields down in Delta, where there's a lot of acreage that was cleared and not currently in production.
Meanwhile, the state put together a panel to oversee large biomass timber sales, which typically focus on trees not targeted for logs and lumber. The group was formed in response to area residents who want local companies and native corporations to have a shot at competing for timber sales. Tetlin Village Council Tribal Chief Danny Adams testified in support of the Young's Timber Project, which is estimated to bring 46 new jobs to the area. Adams said biomass presents an economic alternative to reliance on the government.
Just to wait for subsidized programs is not going to help my people because it's restricting them to poverty. And I just can't live with myself as a leader knowing that I could do better. And that's why I'm here supporting Young's Timber and trying to get some of these stuff out there in the market.
Adams cautioned that the biomass industry can be quashed if the government begins taxing wood like it does other energy sources. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.